Hey you guys, welcome back to The Secret is Work. I am Princess and we have...
And my name is Kirkland and this is The Secret is Work and we have shady people.
You guys see shady bitches on our show, on our podcast about business?
Yep.
Listen.
I didn't say it, you did. So, we are back for another episode. And so this week we're talking about team building. So... Princess and I are working on creating a company, as you guys know, called CK Listings, or if you don't know, it's called CK Listings. And so we want that platform to be a real estate investing platform where we buy.
What do you mean we want it to be? That's what it's going to be. We want it to be going to, we speak it like it's already here because it is here. Carry on, child.
So while I was rudely interrupted, so we have created that business and working towards it. So one of the things I want to talk about was team building because to me what's important it's like understanding my strengths and my weaknesses, what I'm good at, what I'm not good at. At this current time, as I'm talking to you, I'm not 100% the best manager. I don't really know how to manage people. I have tasks, I can tell you what to do, but I'm not good at delivering things in a way where, like, for example, like if I were to tell you like, hey, I need you to go to property A, for example, and give me a rundown of like what's happening, what's going on with the property, where are we, what's like status updates, I could do that, but like I couldn't teach you the skills that I know innately to do. So, like, if I were going to the home myself, I would probably look at, like, oh, I noticed the baseboards are, like, 1 inch off the floor or whatever the case is, and I wouldn't be able to tell you that. So, like, part of me, you know, part of this journey is us learning what we're good at, what we're not good at. So, I said in the initial stages of the company, she and I are going to, like, try our best to like be property managers, and so wanted to talk a little bit about how that's gonna work until we can hire somebody.
Well, I think it's a good idea for us to not just at the beginning to manage our own property so we know what it's supposed to look like, because this is new to us. So first off, before you start hiring people, you should know how to do everything in your business. And for me to want something done and want it done properly, I definitely want to do it. Us to do it, and then eventually, probably just the first two properties. By the time we get into 3, 4, 5 properties, we will definitely hire neither a property manager or hire a service that will manage our properties for us. But I think even while we have a property manager, we definitely need a team of, like, you know, contractors. We need a team of people like, you know, our real estate agent that's going to sell us the houses. We want to create a team of people that's going to help us bring the vision to life, that's going to help us run it, that's going to help us, you know, when we need something specific, we know if the house need repair, we know who to go to. When it's time to buy a new house, we know who to go to. When we need a lawyer, we need who to go to. When we need something notarized. So those are the kind of people we want right now. And as far as the team goes,
well, I think we're going to need those people like day one, though.
That's what I'm saying. Those are some of the things I feel like.
True.
As a team. Earlier we talked about on our personal businesses, like assistants and social media managers, all those things. And with CK Listings, those are all things we can also get, but it's like levels, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like way, like maybe those things are later levels, but I definitely think, even in our first home, like it's it's becoming to be a thing where it's difficult for people to, like, show up. Like, you know, our first issue in this house was the, you know, the AC unit not working, it being really old and not working. And so it was, I would say, a big struggle to find someone to do the AC and find a reliable person in that. And so I think about things like that. It's like finding a good HVAC person. And then now, you know, we need some work done at the front of the house. So we're looking for an electrician. That seems to be another hassle because they have, it seems that they don't work on the weekend. So it's like, there's constantly people that you're looking for that you're constantly finding needles in haystacks. And I'm
when
like,
we're doing the flooring, like,
right, doing the floor, getting someone to do that. So it's like building our team so that when a project, like when we purchase a home, we can hit the ground running, because, you know, time literally is money. And if you're not, you know, making sure the house is eligible to be lived in because it has work that needs to be done, that's money you're losing for that time that it's either not on Airbnb or you don't have a long-term renter in there. So I'm thinking about things from that perspective. So I feel like those, I didn't even think about that part of the team. That part of the team needs to happen ASAP. But like, I was thinking of like the back end stuff, the stuff that like I'm not good
well,
at.
Well, a team is a team. You need, I've been thinking of both. Like having our go-tos, like people to go to, like you said, if we need the flooring, then if we buy a house, whatever it needs done. You know, when you're watching those HGTV shows, they always say, oh, I'm going to call this person for this, this person for that.
Yep.
For the back end, for people to deal with, like, you know, contracts, customer service, all these different things.
See, customer service. There you go. So who's going to deal with the person when they say, oh, my window's broken? Who's going to deal with that?
Listen, I mean, I think when that comes down to the property managers. So when we manage our property, we're going to deal with that. They're going to have to either email us, text, call, whatever, however, form of contact we give them, they're going to be contacting us. If we have an assistant, like I said, we just talked about this going into the new year. I do want an assistant. So, and that's one of my businesses. So if I have to get my assistant to do it, but at the same time, while we are our property managers, we are going to be the one that's handling the customer service, the sales, the everything, the from the beginning to end. But I think right now I'm more focused on, to me, like the more focused it will be the things I mentioned, like the people to get the projects going, all those other things we can handle them right now. Until when we have a property manager, when we were renting Airbnbs, when there was a property manager, we had to email them. Remember, we had to message them. We need another team. We need our team a cleaning service. There we can use a person that does a cleaning service, and we know every Monday, every Tuesday, the house is gonna. Oh, not even like after each person, they know they're supposed to come in, and which way they have to be linked to our calendar so they can see this person is checking in. And then once they check out, we have to go clean the house. We can use a service. We can use a person. And those are the things. Those are the team we need before we can even put out our first property on the market, on Airbnb or on those rental services.
See why team building is important, because from day one, it sounds like there's going to be a lot of people.
A lot of different services and professions. And I think it's good to, like, of course, networking, like, you know, getting, like, our realtor, Raheem, he knows different people that do these things, like networking, talking to our friends, saying, you know, hey, I need this, I need that. Do you know anyone that does it? And to me, one thing that's very important to me when looking to work with anyone is work ethic, right? Someone who's reliable, who's going to be consistent. So those are the things that matters in on top of the list when you're looking for a team.
Speaking of looking for a team, so our electrician just showed up. So we're going to come back to this episode later.
All right.
Alrighty, we are back from our break.
We are back.
So we just had, I mean, there's nothing more realer than what just happened to me and us.
To me and us.
Because, like, the episode is about building a team.
Having go-to people
that can assist in any part of the home process. Because owning a home, it's not cheap.
No, it's not.
And so, you know, recently we had a few of the light switches were out. And so I called someone to come. First of all, I called them last week, Wednesday. And they just showed up today. Which I feel like if I had a team, they probably could have came by that same day, you know, fixed it. And probably wouldn't have cost this much money. But this is what happens when you don't have a team.
Yeah. You're like searching for it. So it's best to have a team. It's best to have go-to people when something goes wrong. Even in your own house. Like, you know, I mean, owning properties at the end of the day. It's like, everything falls on you. Like, You know how when you're renting, you can call the landlord. When you in an apartment, you can go to the office, put in a ticket. But when you own the home, whether it's your personal home or your investment properties, you are responsible for everything. Just like when we first moved in, we had the AC issue. And now we had
the electric issue,
the power outlets. So, and it's good to have people to go to. And on top of it, like, I'm pretty sure if you have a team of people, they're not going to charge you to come look at it. Like, they probably, especially if it's someone you've been giving business after business for your properties, you're probably referring them to your friends. So I think the focus here, too, is also building relationships
in relationship building
different industries. And, yeah, I think that was definitely a lesson.
A real life lesson
because you live and you learn, and you don't know what you don't know.
That's true. You don't know what you don't know, but...
So, cooking is mad because we just had someone come out looking at why the power was out, and it was so easy. A caveman...
Could do it. Literally.
So, it will have cost him
$3. Matter of fact, I have spare outlets in the back.
So, it will have cost him $0.00. But we just spent $130?
$40.
$140 for him to replace something. But the thing is, Kirkland didn't know what was wrong. I mean, I don't know. So it's good to have people to go to, and we've seen this firsthand. Like, these quote unquote companies, they're not for the people. They're really about making money. And these type of insurances, like none of them is for the people. So it's good to have good people for the things you have to pay out of pocket. And as people who's like working on getting properties, and we're going to have multiple
properties,
we definitely need reliable, consistent, persistent, hardworking people. And I will make sure of that.
She's gonna work you.
I will work you to the ground in a good way. There's a good way to everything. And I want the best. Like, I want, like, to me, I feel like building a team, the first thing on top of the list is reliable. People that are reliable. Mm. People you can count on. Like, you know, people will say, hey, so-and-so, this is happening. Can you come look at it? Okay, I'm on my way. Okay, I'm coming on this date at this time. And they show up. Because keep in mind, like, let's say when the AC was out, it's an investment property, right? Mm-hmm. Which means we are losing money when the house is out of commission. So, right. So we need people who, when we call on, they will show up, get it done
quickly.
Quick
and get professional back on the market.
Accurate and go about our business. And the second thing is we need people who's flexible. I think I definitely just like we talk about someone who say, okay, well, I can't come today, but I can come tomorrow, who's super flexible, who will work with us with time, with budgets. So I think those things are super, super, super important. And I personally like working with people as like a, I guess, self-contractors. So definitely work ethic. I'm not your mama. I'm not your, I'm not your mama. I'm not your manager. I'm nothing. I'm technically your client, and I want you to show up and do the work. I'm not going to be, I'm not your babysitter. So I need people who work ethic is out of this world, because you know what? Kirkland might be scared to fire you, but I will fire you with my eyes closed.
That's also why we need to build a team, because she's not going to fire anyone.
I'm going to fire everyone that's not doing what this
supposed to do. She's not firing anyone. We're getting an office manager that will take care of that.
Who's going to do the firing?
Someone who's, you know, skilled in the area.
I have a feeling, you know what? Kirkland is a nice one. I will let Kirkland do all the hiring. And when it's time to fire, I don't give a fuck. I will fire you. Because it's funny, when we were talking about finding an assistant, I'm afraid that I will be one of those people that can't keep an assistant because people are lazy. People are lazy, people are inconsistent, and people lack focus. So I want someone, we want to work with people with the best work ethic possible. I want people to be calling me, asking me, hey, do you need this done? You need that done. Like, so we need reliable, consistent, persistent, hardworking people. Those are the type of people we want on our team.
So,
and smart, very knowledgeable.
Wherever you find these people, let us know.
Let us know, because that's hard. I'm not even going to hold you. Like, that's really, really, really hard. Finding good people, that's all the things in one person. Mm-hmm. That's hard. Maybe we find one person that's reliable, one person that's consistent. But it's hard to find all of those qualities in one person.
It really is. And so that's some of the growing struggles that we're dealing with, that we're going to have to face in the very, very near future. And so it's one of the things that I'm going to, you know, be working on. I personally am looking for an addition to my own team. She's thinking about it. I don't know if she's ready to pull the trigger yet, but
I'm ready to pull the trigger. I'm ready to pull the trigger on the right person. Like, I would love to get an assistant in 2021. Like, I really would love to get a permanent assistant. And I'm thinking I'm doing some trials to see.
Trying people out.
Yeah, I'm going to trial to some, you know, interns to see who be a good fit. Like, I know who I can get as my virtual assistant, but who can I get as someone here in Atlanta that will show up for me and do the work? And I used to want someone that have their own business, someone that's building something, and I heard that from 2-3 different people, including Donnie Wiggins, actually. Donnie Wiggins is an amazing coach, right? So, of course, and Donnie loves to see people win. So, what she does is she will train her, she will pretty much teach her assistants mm-hmm. how to run their own businesses. And, of course, if you're coaching them, they got to evolve mm-hmm. and they got to move on. So, I used to want people who's like have their own businesses, people who's already, you know, that's, but no, actually. When I hire you, I'm not your coach. I want you to come to work. Like, that's
ready to work.
Ready to work. Not ready to learn. Ready to learn. If you're working with someone, you're naturally going to learn. But I'm not looking for a blogger. I'm not looking for someone who wants to, like, you can invest, definitely invest. But I'm not looking for someone that wants to learn how to run a business. Because when I want you to help me run my business. So it's probably be someone who's just looking to make extra money, looking for a side hustle, maybe someone who wants to be an executive assistant, and who wants to get their feet wet.
Well, I'll definitely say in my journey of entrepreneurship, one thing that I tell Princess all the time is that I feel like if I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't have started my own business because it's a lot. Uh-huh. And I feel like sometimes there's also a part of the space we're in time where everybody feels like they need to be an entrepreneur. And I'll definitely say through my areas of growth, I realized that's not the case. Everyone doesn't need to be an entrepreneur. Mm-mm. Somebody's got to be on the team and a part of the team that helps
an entrepreneur. Someone got to say, thank you for calling Princess Media.
Right. Somebody's got to do that job. So if there's anything I've learned, it's that it's okay to not want to be an entrepreneur. If you are good at spreadsheets, Excel sheets, and you know how to squeeze, what they say, blood out of a turnip or make a dollar out of 15 cents, you're necessary on someone's team. Mm-hmm. Because especially when the entrepreneur's just getting started, they scrappy and money's not, like, money doesn't flow like water. So it's like having that person on your team is just, being on someone's team is just as valuable as being the entrepreneur as well. Because no one person changes the world. It takes a group or village. So keep that in mind too.
You don't even have to work for the person. You can always be a contractor. You can really work as a freelance. Like, mm-hmm. So I think, I will agree with that. Like, at the end of the day, you can offer a service without being a whole business. Like, and just like you said, and this journey is not for everyone, you guys.
It sure
is. And you really have to be tough. You have to be ready and willing to take in everything that comes with this journey. While it's fun, it's rewarding, it's one of the best things to happen to me. But at the same time, like, just like, I don't feel the same way you feel, because you feel like if you were to go back, you will probably be my photographer instead of mm-hmm. starting your own thing at the same time. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't feel like that. Like, I feel like I was born to do this. I've done a lot of serving along the way. Maybe I feel like maybe if I could go back, I will serve a little longer.
Well, I definitely would have worked in the field that I want my profession to be. That was something I didn't do. I shouldn't have been trying to look for these little stupid grocery store, fast food chain jobs. Like, I definitely would have focused on...
Well, we didn't know that's where we were heading, though, when we were younger.
Yeah, but once I figured it out, like, that's what I would have done. Because I feel like I figured out what I wanted to do a decade ago. But I still spent 5 of those 10 years trying to work these little dead-end jobs. I would have worked at a small entertainment firm, whether that be like a lawyer's office, or I would have worked maybe at like a production studio or like a photography studio. I still would have done that 10 years ago had I known what I know now.
Yeah, I will definitely intern, let's do some internships. I will definitely do a lot more. I will serve a lot more. I will do a lot of giving back to get the knowledge and the experience that I will have helped me maybe be further in my career. But at mm-hmm. the same time, we are here, and I feel like this is where I'm supposed to be and how it's supposed to go. And honestly, no regrets. None whatsoever.
No regrets,
as Kirkland will say. None whatsoever. But back to this team building. But nonetheless, you guys, I really, really, really think it's very important to, as you start anything, especially with this journey we on, it has a lot of moving parts. Like, this is not starting a website. This is not a one-man or woman
show.
It's definitely teamwork, make dream works all day, every day.
It's a team effort.
Yes. We can't buy the house by ourselves. We need our realtor. We need our...
We need a closing attorney.
We need all of that. We need our mortgage.
Actually, the house buying process is probably the first step where you realize you need a team.
You need a big team. No one is able to do anything by themselves. You need people to help you. Would this say if you don't need people, the dream is not big enough? No. Mm-hmm. So we are prepared to build the team needed to make Seeky Listing what we want it to be, because listen, we want a bunch of properties. We want Seeky Listing to have a portfolio like crazy. And we won't be able to do that by ourselves. So we started to look into, it's hard. Woo. I know I'm gonna put my hand. I think I'm dragging my feet with this little
sister. Yeah, that's what it is.
Because I know this is not gonna, I'm probably gonna pull my hair out. I think by the time I come out with an assistant in 2021, I'm not gonna have any more hair. And by the time we have all the people we need for CK listings, I'm not definitely hair. My hair. Really? Not air.
I know, you said.
Because I'm gonna be pulling my hair. Get it? And by the time we're done with CK listing, I'm gonna be bald. So, I couldn't even tell you where to start looking, but I will definitely start networking. Like, ask your audience, which is something we do. Like, we ask our realtor for a contractor. I know someone that, and I did get a quote from her for some of the projects we're working on. Our realtor is actually really, Raheem is really good because he also an inspector, right? Mm-hmm. He's also an inspector, so... he's very knowledgeable, and he know people that does a lot of the things we need. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
So.
I think I'm going to sneeze. My nose feels like it's going to sneeze.
Right? So, definitely something that you should consider in the team building process. So. I would like to move on to the business of the week. So on this week, she's providing her business of the week. So how is the business of the week?
The big... You sound like clip. Is it from the Cleveland Show?
Yeah.
The Black business of the week is the Good Vibe Collection. The Good Vibe Collection is... it's a collection of good vibes. Just kidding.
That's what it is?
It's a Home of Good Vibes bracelets, but they offer accessories. Actually, run by one of my friends, Tashay. So she has like really cute bracelets, good vibes, good energy kind of bracelets, t-shirts, hats, accessories. I don't know if you noticed, there's not one photo shoot I've done since I've known Tashay that I'm not wearing these little Good Vibes bracelets. They have like the evil eye on them, and the evil eye is supposed to look over you, right? So always looking out for you. So, and she has different collections. She has the bracelets. She has like hairpins, hairbands. She has t-shirts. She really have a lot of things that you guys will enjoy. So definitely check her out. She's all over social media as the Good Vibe Collection. And if you go to her website, which I'm pulling up right now because I want to give you guys the proper link.
Mm-hmm. The Good Vibes Collection.com.
It is the Good Vibe Collection.com, Kirkland. Mm-hmm. But I also wanted to pull a list of things. She has bracelets, she has earrings, she has tops, as in t-shirts, accessories, hair accessories, and she has some lifestyle things like mugs, cases, she has hats, anything you can think of. She also has like the health vibes where she sells TLC products. So, and she offers wholesale for some of her products. So definitely check her out. TheGoodVibeCollection.com and the Good Vibe Collection all over social media.
Bam. All right. So now let's head over into our final thing of the episode. So every time how we wrap up the episode is by selecting what we would like to call our actionable tip of the week. So every week we want to give you one tip that you can actually put into practice right now. Like, you don't have to wait for anything to do it. So I'm going to let her go first and tell y'all what's her actionable tip of the week.
Mine is Okay, so I don't know if you guys know. I'm sure you know. If you follow me, you know I'm very big on time management. I'm very good. So one thing I do, right? So, I mean, I do it every 3 months or so, or sometimes I do it every month. Like, I create a workflow for myself, right? So my new workflow now is to, instead of creating a to-do list for every single day, so the next couple of months, I'm doing, like, I'm adding maybe two to three things to my list for the day, especially if it's something long, right? So I'm working on not working myself to the ground every single day, right? Ooh. So,
are you now?
I am.
Tell us all about it.
So today, today's focus was just shipping. Well, I had two phone calls to make. I didn't make either one of them. But just shipping. Oh, she's
about to make them when we get off.
I'm going to make them when we're done recording. So today's day was shipping. And you guys don't have an online shop, the Black Wealth Shop. Check me out. And I had a bunch of orders to process. So I'm like, today the only thing I'm doing is process those orders, listen to podcasts, and of course, make those two phone calls. And yesterday, my goal was, I had a photo shoot, and my goal was to just edit photos. So I spent the rest of the day editing photos. So I don't feel like I'm doing the most, right? And of course, certain things I might be able to do maybe three things for the day based how much time of me they will take. So at the end of the day, not only do I have more time, like if I want to work out, if I want to sit on the couch and watch TV, if I want to hang out with Kirkland, whenever wants to hang out with me.
I sure do.
If I want to go to dinner, like, I can really have time to do that. Of course, every day is different. But creating a workflow for yourself, like, you can't even do a workflow for the week. You can do one for the month and break it down to every week, break it down to every day. So that gives you more control of your time, of your day, and your time, and your month, and your year.
Okay, that's a really good time management tip.
You're welcome.
I have one of my own. Mine is, people are always talking about what they're afraid to do, or what makes them scared, what makes them nervous. So I have an actionable tip that I want you to post, especially for the people out there who are looking to grow their business, and they keep asking you, how do you grow your business? Let me tell you how you do it. You post on social media every day of your life.
Not every day of your life.
It feels like that. But like, so my actionable tip is to post the one thing that scares the shit out of you. Post it right now on social media. Whether that be, I know for me, I had struggles with, you know, self-promotion. So for me, it was very hard to promote myself. Like, to just go on social media and be like, hi, look at me. I have a business and I want you to spend your money with me. Like, that was very difficult for me.
You don't feel like you struggle with that anymore?
Not really. I do, but I don't. I do,
so
but I don't.
Which one is it? You do or you don't?
I do, but I don't. That's the answer. So some days I still struggle with it, but other days I know how to move past it. So it's I do and I don't. So, sure. What I'm saying is, post one thing on social media right now that scares you. So, if you have a business already, post on your page right now telling people what it is you do, whether it is introducing yourself, reintroducing yourself, or introducing your product or your service. Post that one thing right now. Do it right now. This episode is about to be over in a few seconds. Do it right now. Okay?
A few seconds.
All right, so as we wrap this episode on up, tell the people where they can, you know, get in touch with us on the internet, on the interwebs.
You can find us, Secret Listings, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, you can find us on IG as Secret Listings, okay? And we, of course, working on our website. Our website will be up and ready when we have ways for you guys to rent our properties. We're not going to put up a website until you guys can rent. But right now, you can find us on Secure Listings. And whatever platforms you listen to our podcast, start leaving reviews for you guys.
Oh, yeah, right? Do that. Leave us a review everywhere. Spotify, Google, Apple.
Apple Podcasts. So wherever you listen to your podcast, Stitcher, all leave the us podcast a places. Review.
Yeah.
And you can personally find me, not personal, but professionally find me. I am Princess everywhere. So on IG, I am Princess. On Twitter, I am Princess. On Facebook fan page, I am Princess. And of course, you can keep up with my blog, princess.com. And all of those princesses is spelled with triple I and triple S. From princess.com, if you go to shop, you will find all of my Black Wealth merch. I have a merch line because it's super cute. And of course, I'm always sharing ways to invest and get into the stock market with my squad. So if you click on squad, actually, you can join my squad. It's currently $20 a month. I only have one package. Now you can join us because we're getting ready to kick off 2020 stuff. So join us now before we get into 2021. And that's how you find me.
All right. And you can professionally find me at XL Tribe everywhere. That's Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. You can find me at XL Tribe. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of The Secret is Work. And until next time, y'all. Bye.
We'll talk to you soon.